AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he plans to meet with New York City's mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani.
The mayor of New York, I will say, would like to meet with us and we'll work something out. But he would like to come to Washington and meet, and we'll work something out. We want to see everything work out well for New York.
For months, Trump has falsely labeled Mamdani as a communist and predicted the ruin of his hometown, New York, if the Democratic Socialist was elected. And Trump is also calling on House Republicans to vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
President Trump now says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump had been fighting the proposal as more Republicans supported the release of the files, but that changed Sunday night. Writing on social media, Trump said, quote, "We have nothing to hide." Trump's statement followed a fierce fight within the GOP over the files, including a nasty split with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had long been one of his fiercest supporters. Democrats and some Republicans have been pushing a measure that would force the Justice Department to make public more documents from the case. The president's shift is an implicit acknowledgement that they have enough votes to pass the House, although the measure's future in the Senate is uncertain. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Trading on Wall Street was quietly mixed as the week began, with investors likely turning their focus to an earnings report from chipmaker NVIDIA and the first government employment data release in more than 6 weeks. In Nigeria, gunmen attacked a high school in the northwestern part of the country before dawn today and abducted 25 schoolgirls, according to police. One staffer at the school was killed and another was wounded in what was the latest incident of school abductions in Nigeria's northern region. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Will Lutz's 35-yard field goal as time expired helped Denver win its eighth straight and match New England with its NFL-best ninth win after a 22-19 victory over Kansas City.
I've been waiting for a game like that.
Pittsburgh quarterback Aaron Rodgers was being evaluated after missing the second half of Sunday's win over Cincinnati with a left wrist injury. College football, Georgia moved up to number 4 and Oklahoma is back in the top 10 in the AP Top 25. On Saturday, the Bulldogs routed then number 10 Texas 35-10 behind Gunnar Stockton's 5 total TDs.
It was a great game. It was a great atmosphere. Something you definitely dream of.
Number 3 Texas A&M rallied from 27 down to beat South Carolina 31-30, and world number 2 Jannik Sinner bested top-ranked Carlos Alcaraz to win the ATP Finals. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.